You're listening to SBS News.
It's a campaign synonymous with children's water safety in Australia. But like many other things, Kids Alive's in-person programs have been cancelled due to coronavirus restrictions. Swim Safety Ambassador and Kids Alive founder Laurie Lawrence explains.
We usually travel around the country sharing our water safety messages with water safety bodies, childcare centres, swim schools, swim teachers. But this COVID-19 travel restrictions closed the borders and it meant we had to think differently.
Mr. Lawrence says his daughter came up with the idea to share the organisation's water safety messages via a series of online concerts. He says the organisation will stage 18 virtual events in June to deliver programs to children and parents directly into their lounge rooms.
And they feature singing and dancing concerts. We've got a young girl teaching the dance steps to the songs. We've got puppet stories. We've got book readings with me and my granddaughters are reading a couple of books too, and they're quite cute.
With public pools closed as soon as Australia's lockdown began, swim schools are also having to learn to adapt to the new normal. Ross Gage is CEO of Australian Swim Schools Association. He says while swim schools consider themselves to be an essential service, the decision to reopen will depend on a few different factors, including the affordability of lessons for parents who may now be out of work.
The customers, will they be there even though we know they want to be there, and what the regulations will be in terms of will the actual operation be viable in that respect. And then playing on their mind, of course, is the swim schools are very conscious of their important role in drowning prevention.
Justin Scar is CEO of the industry's peak body, Royal Life Saving Australia. He says while most of the protocols around reopening swim schools are still a work in progress, some are a given.
Early on in the process, things like change rooms will be closed. And so that means that parents will have to drop their children off ready at the door. There are protocols in place that will restrict the number of parents that can watch Learn to Swim. And so that at the moment will look like it'll only be one parent. The expectation that the kids will then be removed from the facility very, very quickly. So there'll be no dilly-dallying around in and around swim school, no socialising. We expect at the moment the number of children in a class may have to reduce until social distancing requirements are removed.
Ross Gage says a big concern for him is what physical distancing measures will be in place in the pool.
For us, the precedent is what's been happening in childcare the whole time and what's now happening with kindy and prep and lower primary school with schools going back, that it would appear that in those situations the government is saying the social and physical distancing practices for those young children and their interaction with the teacher is not the same concern of the social distancing concerns with adult to adult.
The protocols and timeframes around reopening will differ depending on each state and territory's restrictions. Justin Scar says despite the fact new protocols will place a significant burden on swim schools, each one he's spoken to is eager to get back to work. But he says while the federal government has been supportive of the need for swimming lessons to resume for the health of the community, some state governments haven't been as receptive.
It's also more economically important to get instructors back into work. The average swimming lesson costs $20 for half an hour, yet a lap swimmer will pay about $2.50 to $3.50 for a swim. And so economically, those swimming pools urgently need Learn to Swim to recommence.
Drowning is already the leading cause of accidental death in Australian children under the age of 5. But Ross Gage says the closure of swim schools could put more children at risk in the short term.
There's almost like a little mini generation of potential swimmers who are going to be exposed to a whole lot of drowning hazards over summer who haven't been able to keep up their skills. And it's not just the skill development too, it's some of the education and habits that come around it.
Justin Scar says if the restrictions remain in place for 12 months or more, the increased drowning risk could affect a generation of Australians into adulthood.
We certainly have some longer term concerns about that generation of children that perhaps didn't sign up to learn to swim this year and may never without encouragement. And that's a deep concern. We know that non-swimming children become non-swimming adults, and non-swimming adults are at significant risk of drowning, particularly in those early adult years.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.